Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Mike Velarde Show. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Mike Velarde. Mike, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, great. Merry Christmas. Merry
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas.
Great
All
to be
right.
doing this Christmas show.
All right.
So I got a great guy, great friend of mine, Bill Brent, who'll be joining us. And for Christmas, I thought we'd do a little something special. Bill has a tremendous jewelry business, and I want to introduce him. He was an all-natural Mr. America. I met him back in 1985 when I
Oh.
worked at the Ford Motor Company, and we've been friends ever since. So, Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much. Nice to meet you, Neil, and I'm thrilled to be here. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to both you gentlemen, to you and your families.
All right. So Bill, you're going to talk about your jewelry today, Bill?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My wife actually started making jewelry about 6 years ago when we lived in Los Angeles. And it really started off with beaded bracelets. And from there, it went on to be specialty beaded bracelets. And she started to do repair as she went along. And in addition to the bead bracelets, we've expanded to nine different jewelry product lines. Most of them are in the health and fitness industry. And as my wife's a pro bodybuilder, she'll be up here shortly, hopefully. And so we really have expanded the line. Mike was in our early launch phase because we've just had our website live since beginning of May. So we're still just get in startup mode, just hitting our strides and expanding every month as far as sales. And so we're, you know, and our presence and just competitors wearing our jewelry, primarily in the bodybuilding fitness figure. A lot of women wearing our jewelry. So we have a number of different jewelry lines. First is when I talk about the women competing as competition jewelry, they're the real blingy earrings. They look like just sparkling gold, dazzling from their ears, long and short, bracelets, rings, all, and some of them my wife color coordinates to their outfits, to their posing suits. Secondly, we have a set of dumbbell jewelry, where we have beaded bracelets, dumbbells in the middle, sometimes two dumbbells in the middle, and we also have just regular bead bracelets. We have a spiritual collection, chakras, feng shui, and we also have characters, which include Batman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's very popular because Wonder Woman is the only woman that really women can identify with as a superhero. So Wonder Woman is it, very popular. We also have some chain jewelry, chain bracelets, and we also have chain necklaces. The chain necklaces go in several types. I'm wearing one that's a panther right now, which is a ice jewelry. We have a small collection of ice jewelry. Mike bought one of these pieces just right here. This is a stainless steel ice jewelry necklace. We prefer stainless steel over silver because it's less expensive. It's not is resistant. Stainless steel is stronger versus sterling silver. When you get to, it's not as it doesn't dent as easy, doesn't scratch as easy, and it's doesn't tarnish. That's the biggest thing. So when you have a piece of jewelry that's been sitting for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, if it's sterling silver, it's gonna have a little tint to it, probably dark. It may not be what you want when you're ready to go out in a hurry, but if you have stainless steel, you're good to go. It'll never tarnish. We also have a set of beaded. I mentioned beaded bracelets. We also have Hamsa hands, evil eyes, crystals such as the Swarovski crystals, Precocia crystals in bracelet form as well. We have a set of keychains, and with pendants that are people working out, people on bikes, people lifting weights. And then just motivational sayings with those keychains as well too, that are also very popular. We just launched a set of anklets. Women, they're like bracelets, but just for your ankles. And those also have charms too, such as dumbbells,
Nice.
fitness sayings
Wow.
on them. So they also have the spirit, the lotus tree, yin and yang, those types of motivational things as well. We also have a set of, in addition to this, we also have a set of dumbbell necklaces. different sizes, lengths. And one of the things about Brent's bling, and remember that, Brent's bling, one of the things about Brent's bling that's very specific is the ability to customize, where you might see something on a popular shopping website or in a store, and you'd like, geez, I like the pendant, but I don't like the chain. Or I like the chain, and I don't like the pendant. Generally, when you buy from a store on a website, what you see is what you get. That's it. And what we have the ability to do is customize and make a change to suit you, exactly what you want right at that time. So sometimes it's the length. Some men like to wear two or three necklaces at the same time, but they don't want them. They don't want them all on top of each other. One might want a pendant lower, or one lower, or one lower. So we have the ability to lengthen the chain or just get you a fresh chain in the color and width that you want to accommodate your request. Because it's really about jewelry as an accessory, and it's really a fashion option. So it's really about having that option when you're thinking of something to accommodate something. It's like your shirt, you know, your suit, and your tie to match. Okay, it's okay, what am I going to wear as a bracelet to match my cufflinks or my socks? And maybe it's a business casual affair, or maybe it's a very social affair. Maybe it's a beach party, and you want to have something that just looks in place and just complements your look. And so, you know, with our jewelry, look good, feel good, perform good. So that's really just really gives you that great overall feeling of that as well. We also have a collection of animals in our jewelry, whether it's the elephant for good luck, the panther, which we came out with Wakanda before Black Panther, and one of the most popular bracelets that I'm wearing is our new dragon bracelet, all stainless steel. And with a lot of TVs streaming video shows about dragons, the Asian culture, very huge, very, very popular bracelet as well. We also have a set of women's necklaces, not necessarily fitness design, but small, thin chains, dainty. Dainty is probably a very good word, with very small dumbbells, very small weight plates, things of that nature as well. So these things too are just very, very popular and gain in popularity. We sell online at brentsbling.com. And just for this radio show, Neil and Mike, for your listeners only, I'm announcing here, we got some groundbreaking news going on. We got just announced, I haven't even put it on the website yet. After this call, I'm going to put it on the website. What I'm going to put on the website is Christmas Bling. That's the discount code, Christmas Bling, all capitals, Christmas Bling, for 20% off site wide.
All right, so let's talk about, this is interesting, always looking at an entrepreneur and business and all that. Where do you get most of your business from? Is it most on from what types of marketing have you seen the success, the biggest for your business?
We get most of our business, I would say two-thirds to maybe 60%, two-thirds is at in-person fitness events, right? Whether they're contests, meets, things of that nature. People have heard of us through social media, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We do get a lot of business from Facebook and Instagram. People see my posts. We have a separate Facebook page called Brent's Bling. Our Instagram is Brent's Bling. Brent's Bling It. My wife is Brent's Bling. So we get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of feedback in people. My Instagram stories, it's surprising how many times people have said that they see something on a story that I'm thinking about testing on, put on the site. Because often, at least every day or every other day, I'll do a survey. Should I add this to the site? Yes or no. Do you like the color of this? Yes or no. So it always gets some interaction with people. And sometimes people will say, hey, when's that going to be available? I want to buy it. So it's been very successful. At the in-person events, we can never predict what people will buy. So it's really refreshing when someone comes up that you don't see. I mean, I had a young man who was about 13 years old who wanted a chain like this, and his parents got him. This kid looked like George Brett, you know, okay. Mickey Mantle. He wanted a chain like this. Then you've seen other people that come up and go, I got plenty of jewelry. I just want to support. I really like this. I really haven't seen anything like this with these kinds of options that I can pick. And they get really, really excited. And then when they can actually see the mirror, they can try it on. That's another thing that you can't do online. You can try it on at our in-person events. And sometimes we take our exhibits to big gyms in the area. And when people see what we have at the big gyms, they get really, really excited because they look and they go, hey, I really am interested in this. I've been looking for something like this. You know, I've been looking online. I see these ads on TV, but you guys got it in person. So we can see it right here, right now. So that really means something to be right there with people right then and on the spot, and the ability to customize on the spot. So long.
So you hope all gyms could carry your stuff, right? Get a bunch of gyms.
Well, I think what we'll do at some gyms is we won't necessarily have to carry it, because jewelry is a bit different than like protein powder and drinks, because with the potential of shrinkage. So what we'll do is we'll offer them a discount code, and we'll put a piece of point of purchase with a discount code for the gym, you know, and the website, and also a QR code reader, so people can go right to the site from there because they'll see it. But you want to make it easiest for the person right away to get to you. And when in some of the gyms we've had members there who are previous Brent's Bling clients, current Brent's Bling clients from different contests, and so they're also rocking their jewelry. So when they're rocking their jewelry and they see it, other people see it. We get tagged in their stories. We tag them in our stories. We're just launching an ambassador program. So it's that word of mouth, that positive word of mouth that people can see, and the quality when they actually see it, and the ability to customize exactly what they want in a few minutes. So that ability where other online retailers can't necessarily do, and they're not as nimble. So it's really been wonderful to be able to pivot on some things like this to meet what we see as a growing demand. And so it's wonderful to be able to talk about what we're proud of and what we've built just in this short amount of time. So we also have gift cards on our website. We also have rings. We did a special edition. A gentleman wanted a ring, you know, with a lion roaring. A special request from a client who we met, from Indiana, who came to an event in Virginia. So we've been to some of the biggest events in the country as far as the quantity of the competitors. Some up to 1,100, 1,400 competitors over 3 or 4 days. So we've had a lot of people just see our exhibit. And when our exhibit is there, one of the things I do, I have one of these lights. Obviously, it's not on now. But this is one of these lights that I put over the jewelry display, and I got two smaller lights. And what it does, you know, when you're in a dark auditorium and you see, you know, everybody's got these banners, but when you see lights over something, everybody and the sign says Bling, Brent's Bling, everybody walks by. It's a curiosity thing.
So for you being competing and stuff, it's helped you get into the market, and then you've just blown up from there. Meaning, like starting getting these athletes. I mean, the bodybuilders to start wearing it, and the fitness competitors to wear it, and then that just they use that influence themselves to help blow up the product more. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, we're in that stage. I wouldn't say we've blown up, but like the balloon is getting bigger. The balloon's getting bigger. You know, the balloon's getting bigger. So we've had a number of people, you know, women are more impactful and have more interaction, particularly because women can wear all the products, plus they can wear the competition jewelry. And so women are wearing more jewelry than men. So women have been more influential with what they're wearing. And we've had a number of different women that have posted things for us. And they all say they're just very happy with their jewelry. They're very happy. So, my wife's done a wonderful job with picking out the best suppliers, and also picking out some of the, you know, getting us high quality and keeping us price-wise, because in today's economic time, we want to stay at a certain price point in today's market with inflation and just all the economic news. So we want to be able to be an option for a lot of people. We're not into fine jewelry or diamonds.
Right.
We, you know, lab diamonds, perhaps sometime next year in dumbbells. But we're still doing our due diligence there to bring the right product in at the right price with things that we've seen that will sell.
See, and the interesting thing is your goal is to bring, and I'm bringing in marketing strategies into this, Mike, but this is for, again, my show. And I, again, as the media giant, I try to explain those things. And Mike, you could ask a question after that. But thinking about your goal is, and this is what I'm learning more and more every day of being in this industry, is you want to drive people to your store. That's the key thing. Use the QR code, use the specific things to drive to the store. And you're using social media, you're using these specific areas. The demographics, do you feel that the demographics definitely are going to be, you said, the bodybuilders and also the fitness models? Do you think other people and people going to gyms, do you think it's going to expand out to further? Or are you really niching, staying in that niche area for your?
Oh, no. It's to what you said with the former. There are people going to gyms that are looking at it, also buying it, that are not bodybuilders or fitness competitors or women. There are other people just going to the gym. We had a gentleman this past Monday at a gym, and just he's like VP of operations for one of the big security firms with the NFL, and he comes up to me, and we're just talking about that afterwards. He got a double dumbbell bracelet, and he just looks like a guy that's just trying to stay fit. He's slightly overweight. And he goes, you know, he's on the bike and treadmill. He goes, I really like this. I've been looking for something like this. And he goes, I really like this look. It was a double dumbbell look. We've had women that didn't look like they worked out at all that love the competition earrings. A lady comes up to me in Atlantic City at a Mr. America contest, and she goes, hey, I'm really interested in this set of earrings. Are they for sale? And I said, of course they're for sale. Of course they're for sale. So it really is something where as more mainstream people see this as an option, because you don't see this in Macy's, Target, Kohl's, Bloomingdale's. You don't see this. All that jewelry, a lot of that is the same jewelry, the same manufacturers on each of them shelves. So what you also have is people come in and they look at this and go, I can get a dumbbell, or, you know, this would be a great gift for a friend. This is a great gift for a friend. So we do have that. We do have that gift factor involved. And as and we have some people, men and women, that don't buy jewelry at all, but say, you know, I'm going to keep your card and I'm going to get this for a friend of mine. So we have been raising the awareness. Let me introduce you.
Yeah, but it's visual, right?
Yeah, come on. Come on. I'm gonna bring my creator. I'm gonna bring the creator of Brent's Bling.
Hi.
It all started with Michelle. She's Brent's Bling. She's the chief creative officer. She's always wearing jewelry, selling jewelry off herself too. She's got a new peace sign, she's got Love and Boss. The dainty collection I talked about.
Yeah, this is my little dainty collection. It's Love and Boss. So it doesn't have to all be fitness jewelry. It's everything and everything that anyone would want. So, and then I do, I also do charms, you know, like charm bracelets. So and it doesn't have to be, you know, fitness charms. It could be whatever charms they want. And I add whatever they like. I don't know if you guys could see it, but it's like, it's just a regular little charm thing. And then I put all the different ones, but it's just everything's custom. I just started it about 5 years ago. I don't know. I just started doing it.
It's really, really intriguing, because the fact is that I think the next thing you guys can branch out into is UFC stars and pro wrestlers.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Great idea.
Sure, I branch out into anything, whatever the thing is.
I think pro wrestling would be interesting if you guys could do certain things with pro wrestlers.
Exactly. Right? Yeah,
like someone has like a wrestling ring, or you know, specifically, I'm just thinking just different ways. You guys should think about sending merch out to certain wrestlers, the influencers, and see that, and because the pro wrestlers will be wearing that stuff too, because they work out all the time, and I can see them really like that, like you said, the fitness and all that.
Right, yeah. Because someone asked, "Oh, could you get?" I like lions, you know. All that. So I'll go and research, and you know, for different.
How long does it take you to create each one of these?
Excuse me?
Creating the different design.
You know what? It doesn't take much. I mean, I just, if I don't know exactly how to do it, I YouTube it and I learn, you know, the technique. And then I, you know, it, maybe 20 minutes, 15. It depends, because like the beaded stuff is easy. So, you know, you just kind of like, I thread it on. But then there's, you know, double-stranded ones. I don't know if I don't have one available, but, you know, not too long. It's not like as if I'm molding and making, you know, like, you know, the metal.
It's impressive. It's definitely impressive. It's impressive to see entrepreneurs, Mike, definitely branching out to finish up the year, right? No politics.
Yeah, exactly. Christmas in 2 days.
Exactly. Talking, and it's going to be a definite one to phase out on the radio show next week for syndication, and then putting on YouTube. Mike, because you're banned everywhere. I might as well not even put the Mike Vellardi show on YouTube, because his show got banned off mine, and I almost got kicked my channel completely off, by the way, Mike, based on some of the things they did me last strike on my YouTube channel when I'm out. So I was like, okay, we got to remember.
Well, we're happy.
The Mike Vellardi show, just based on something about politics, too, and the election thing. Can you believe it? They used that. So you cannot – there's no free speech there. So Rumble,
no, I swear.
You
know.
You have to go straight, but there you go.
We're only a hop, skip, and a jump from Washington.
Yeah, we know. We're the political thing in Washington, and so we also have for you, when people go on the site, when your listeners go on the site and order something over $50, is a Christmas gift
that my lovely wife
put together. A Christmas gift that there's a drawing for. We announced it on Instagram, so they go on to make a purchase before the 26th of December. They're entered in that drawing.
Yeah, two more days.
They're entered in that drawing. Y'all can go in, and you entered it. You entered in the drawing, and plus you get 20% off. So it doesn't get any better than that. And this is my life pro bodybuilder. Make a muscle.
Okay. Yeah, I know. There you go. I've dropped 20 pounds. I'm a former professional wrestler. I'm 285 right now, 6'10", but I'm trying to lean down and then try to get the kind of look like, you know, the actors do, because I said it's 15% body fats. It's not the weight as much like when I was a pro wrestler, as more it's all image, isn't it? Would you agree?
Yep.
It's all about the like the actors are like 15-10%. Did you see the one for the Von Erichs, what's his name, lean down for the Von Erich movie? He looks great. The one from High School Musical and all those things. He's gonna play one of the Von Erichs. Did you see that? Mike? Efron looks great for that.
Yeah.
But he's lean. He's not. It's not like always all about the weight, right? Oh, geez, as I said, the camera fall. Okay, best place again for us to go. Where can we go again? Tell us.
You need to go BrentBling.com.
All right.
I got to jam because I had to go do some Christmas shopping, but great seeing you guys.
All right. See you guys. Take care. All right, guys. MikeVellardiBooks.com, WinningTaxSolutions.com, and MikeVellardiShow.com. And again, BrettSpling.com. Spell Brett again
for people. B-R-E-N-T.
BrettSpling.com.
BrettSpling.com. That is it. Your Christmas basket and Christmas bling for 20% off.
All right, that was the Mike Vellardi show, guys. Take care.